think about what's going to happen in the future, don't we? Some of us don't, though. Some of us run around like they got all the time in the world. They ain't got to worry about nothing, do they? All they think about is right now. What I can get me right now to help me. Not worrying about anybody else, right? But some of us sit back and often stop and think, what will your life be like in 5 years? Think about it. What do you think your life will be like in 5 years? Those watching at home, give me in the comments what you think your life will be like. So I ask you, spiritually, what will your life be spiritually in 5 years? Will you be getting closer to God? Will you be getting stronger in your relationship with God? Or will you have drifted away? Will you become apathetic spiritually? Will you become what the Bible calls lukewarm? And relationally, stay close with somebody. We have a close friend, close family, close spouse relationship. Or we be on the other side of that spectrum. We have few or any friends. Or, well, because you're not a good influence to anybody because of the way you're living. Amen. What about financially? In 5 years, we'd be financially strong. We have a generous job. Or will you be generous? Will you have a good job? Or will you be on the other side of that, where some of us might be today? We'll be struggling in debt. We'll be worried about the job. Or worried if we even have a job anymore. Amen? 5 years from now. What about physically? I almost promise you, all of us hope we're better physically in 5 years than what we are today. I'd settle for 5 minutes right now. How about you? Are you going to be better 5 years from today? Or are you going to be on the other side of that? Are you going to weigh more? Are you going to be tired? Are you not going to have any energy physically? We all will be at either one point or the other on those, won't we? In five years from now. If God tarries and we're still here. Amen. So again, think about what your life will look like in 5 years from now. Many things beyond our control will happen and have effect on that in 5 years. They're called external forces. If it's something beyond your control, it's something external to yourself and your body and your mind. It's an external force. We can't predict with a high degree of accuracy what our life will look like. We can hope what it will look like. We can pray what we would want it to look like in 5 years. Amen? But there is no way, especially because of those external forces, that we can predict how our life is going to look. The habits that we have today will shape who we are to become tomorrow. You know what your true habits have been for the past 5 years. They have determined who you are today. The habits you have today and develop today will shape who we are and become tomorrow. Do you like the direction that your habits are taking you now? Intentions don't determine direction. Actions do. So again, in 5 years, what are you going to look like? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you right now, Lord, get Ronnie out of the way, Lord. Allow your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, may you get all glory, honor, and praise, Lord, out of the message and the blessing in it today, Lord. Lord, may you open our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, to what you have for us today, Lord. Lord, may we come out better than what we were coming in this morning, Jesus. And Lord, may you give us a real understanding and a real want, Lord, for what it's going to be like, what we want to be like in 5 years. Lord, may you continue to press upon each one of us, Lord, that we have to work at that, Lord. It's not just going to come, Lord. Lord, we have to be willing to submit to you, Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to be with us through the rest of the service. In your name I pray. Amen. Your first scripture today is going to come from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7 and 9. Galatians 6, 7 and 9. NIV version says this: Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whosoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to pleasure the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not what? If we do not give up. Amen. That's some good scripture right there, ain't it? That's some good stuff. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. In other words, do not be led astray. Do not be let Satan lead you down the stupid path. Because God cannot be mocked. We have to stay in a right mind, in a right will, to where Satan, even though he'll try, and trust me, he will try time and time again, as long as we're still here on this earth, we have to be willing to allow God to let us lead our path the way we need to. And again, do not be led astray. God cannot be mocked. Those are pretty strong words, aren't they? Pretty strong words. And you got two options. You got two options in this scripture. The first option is this: sowing in the flesh. If we sow in the flesh, our reward will be in the flesh with destruction. Amen? The second option is this: we got to sow in the Spirit. Amen? And if we sow in the Spirit, we will reap a harvest in heaven with God and everybody that we know up there. The results can be extreme. The flesh only leads one way. Amen? The flesh only leads to destruction. But also, the extreme result on the other side is the sowing by the Spirit always leads and only leads to eternal life in heaven. If this seems heavy, it's because it is. Do you like the direction that your habits are taking you now? Do you like where you're headed? If your habits are on the wrong side of where they should be, you're not going to be in a good place in 5 years. You might not be in a good place next week. Amen. Real and lasting change isn't behavior modification, it's spiritual transformation. We got to start with our identity. Why do you do what you do? Why do we do what we do? We do what we do because of what we think of us. We have a spiritual who, we have a spiritual why, we have a spiritual what. We have a spiritual what not. We have a spiritual how and a spiritual impact. The law of sowing and reaping is always true. It's always true. If you sow, you will reap one way or the other. Amen? The law of gravity is the same way. Amen? If we fall, we fall. Nothing's going to stop us, is it? We always what? When we fall, where do we fall? Fall down. We fall down, don't we? We don't fall up. The gravity would be on the opposite way if we fall up. When we fall. But the law of gravity is we always fall down. We never fall up. So again, we reap what we sow. You can also reap more than you sow. And you reap after you sow. The first one is this: you reap what you sow. If you plant an apple tree, guess what? What do you get?
get apples, right?
You plant an apple tree, you get apples. You don't get oranges, right? You don't get grapes. If you plant an apple tree, you get apples. You get what you meant was meant to come off that tree. Amen. So that's the same thing we have to do with our habits. We have to plant godly habits in order to reap godly outcomes. Amen. But the opposite is also true. If we plant non-godly habits, Satan or worldly habits, then guess what? That same, the reaping will be to destruction and death, hell, and damnation. Hosea 10:13 says this, but you have planted wickedness, you have reaped evil. But you have planted wickedness, you have reaped evil. Planted wickedness. You're running through with evil. You might be running late for work. You might make a half-hearted attitude to do something. You might have a bad attitude. And all that might lead you to not get promoted. Again, if we plant wickedness, we reap evil. If we sow our seeds to lust, to porn, don't be surprised if our marriage struggles or our family struggle. Because we planted evil, we'll reap, or wickedness, we'll reap evil, the evil side of that. If you eat everything and anything and never exercise, don't think you're going to get a six-pack on the weekend. You don't six-pack your abs by not working on them. Amen? By not putting the proper godly side into it, we'll say. Again, you're planting wickedness. You'll reap evil. You'll be out of shape. You'll end up with diabetes. Trust me, I've been there, done that. If we don't plant the Christ-like habits that we need to, we'll reap the wrong side of the world that we're living in and eternity itself. It's not punishment when you plant stuff, because we're waiting for the harvest. The result of what was planted is that harvest. Just like the apple tree, the harvest is the apples themselves. I don't know about you, but y'all like eating apples? Well, I do. Amen. But here's the thing. If we don't like what we're reaping, you know what we got to do? If we don't like what we're reaping, we got to change what we're sowing. If we don't like what we're reaping, we got to change what we're sowing. So again, that first one was, you reap what you sow. And this one is, you reap more than you sow. Because everything that we sow, if it's sowed for God, God multiplies it. Many times, don't He? If we sow into God's house, in God's will, He multiplies whatever we're sowing. Mark 4:20 NLT version says this. And the seed that fell on good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even what? Or even 100 times as much as has been planted. Again, if we sow it for God, He will multiply what we're sowing. We plant a seed, what happens? We get a tree. Amen? We plant a seed, we get a tree. Guess what? From that planted seed, not only do we get a tree, but we get a fruit from it. Amen? Like the apple tree. We plant a seed, we get an apple tree, we get the apples off of it. Guess what? What's inside your apples? More seeds. More seeds for us to plant. Amen? And what's that do? It gives us more trees, don't it? Gives us more trees. So from that one little seed that started out, that started that apple tree, you got fruit, then you got more seeds, and then more planting, more sowing, more harvest, more trees. We reap what we sow. Amen? We reap what we sow. But how are we going to be? How are we going to do it? Are we going to act like God wants us to? Or are we going to act like the world? Are we going to be inconsistent with the church? Are we going to be doing things that we are guilty about? Are we going to be up late? We're inconsistent in doing things. If we're trying to lose weight, are we going to snack more than we normally do? Are we not going to get close to God? But are we going to get back into porn? That's being inconsistent. Second thing is, be consistent. Are you going to be consistent in church? Are you going to pop in when the door is open? Are you going to do stuff outside of church times? Hey, because guess what? Church is more than just Sunday and Wednesday services. Amen? Are you going to be consistent? Are you going to serve wherever God tells you to serve? Are you going to try to go to bed early and get up for church if you know you got a problem being late? Are you going to get closer to God? Not turn on porn. Are you going to read the Bible instead? Again, habits. That if we have, the only way to get rid of them is change them. The only way to break our habits, if they're bad, is to change what we're doing and how we're doing them. Amen. You might not have a noticeable difference even for a while. It might be 27 months or more. Just over 2 years. But an inconsistent church does this. An inconsistent church quits. It feels distant from God. An inconsistent church loses confidence. An inconsistent church struggles with work. An inconsistent church is overlooked for promotion. An inconsistent church adds financial pressure at home. An inconsistent church, the wife says, her spouse says, that they're distant. An inconsistent church is more into porn. An inconsistent church into that might get caught by their spouse or somebody. But a consistent church, a church serving God, a church close to God, a church that needs the power to change. One that's not, we don't have to try very hard, do we? All we got to do is be open and willing. We've got all kinds of training in our books, in our Bible, in our Word, in our prayer life, in our praise and worship even. Amen? But it gives us confidence. Gives us confidence. I'll get that out. An inconsistent church gets promoted. A consistent church gets promoted. It gets extra money. A consistent church has more generosity. The marriage is more intimate, more loving, and growing from a spiritual impact and effect. It's not what we do occasionally. Do consistently. Again, not what we do occasionally, but what we do consistently. Again, you don't like what you're reaping, you got to change how we're sowing. So again, that first one was reap what you sow. The second one was reap more than you sow. And this last one is this. You reap after you sow. In a different season. Some of them, you plant in the spring, and what happens? It grows in the fall. So you reap in a different season. Other times you might plant in the fall, and it'll grow in the spring. Amen? But sometimes what happens? Even though we know we planted stuff that's going to take 6 months for the harvest to come out of it, for our reaping to begin. We get discouraged, don't we? Because we don't see progress fast enough. Our human side says, that ain't fast enough. Something ain't right. That ain't wrong. That ain't the right thing to do. Well, why am I waiting so long? Because they haven't seen what the proof in the future harvest is going to be. You might pray for 5 days straight, but you still don't feel close to God. You might go to the gym 2 times a week, but weigh about the same. Hey, I'm going to tell you, that is possible, because going to a gym, your muscle weighs more than your fat. So even though you might be working out 2 times a week, you might still be weighing the same because you got more muscle. But you got to change. You got to change. Sometimes one of the things we might be doing, we might be struggling with caffeine. But we have a hard time getting rid of it, don't we? You got to change what you're sowing. You got to quit drinking. Guess what? If you quit drinking coffee all month, you'll probably save a couple $100 by doing that. And you'll probably be a lot better. But in order to change what you're reaping in that situation, we got to change what we're doing with the coffee. Amen. We can't wrongly conclude that small decisions don't matter as much. Our lives are the sum total of all the small decisions that we make. Again, our lives are the sum total of all the small decisions that we make. In every action we take, amen, there's a reaction. In every action we take, there is a reaction. In every action we take, we're choosing a direction. Amen. We're either choosing worldly or spiritually. Amen. Who are you going to become? What habit are you going to start? What habit do you need to stop? How are you going to be training? Are you not even trying? Amen. Are we successful when we get a big harvest, a big goal, a big dream? We don't judge the success of the day by the harvest we reap, do we? But by the seeds that we sow. Amen. We don't judge the success of the day by the harvest that we reap, but by the seeds that we sow. Again, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Reap what you sow. If you want to reap more, we got to sow more. Amen. And look for the harvest after what we sow. Amen. In all of our hard work, in all of our disciplines, in all of our sacrifices, in all of our faithfulness, it's not being wasted. It's being stored up for something higher. And a higher purpose. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your blessing and your message today, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for each and every one here, Lord. Lord, I ask you just to put a message upon each one of our hearts, Lord, about how important it is to truly live with the godly habits in our lives each and every day that we need, Lord. Lord, that we would see our need for you, Jesus. Lord, we would see our need to turn away from the world and Satan is trying to get us to death, hell, and destruction, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do, Lord. I ask you to put somebody in front of us this week. In your name I pray. And for this Christmas time, we love you, Jesus. Amen.